This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the first one in September 24. This is Tune In with Erica. I'm Erica. Hello. Hey, hey, how good to have your company today. Welcome to September. Welcome to autumn as well. I don't know what it's like where you are in your part of the world, but there is a marked change here in the UK, well, my bit of the UK. I think most of the UK, it's chucking it down with rain. But the land needs it. You know, there's always a positive side to it. So good morning. How lovely to have your company today. Or maybe it's late morning for you if you're Eastern stateside. It's the afternoon here in the UK. And if you've joined me in Europe, then it's coming up on, I think it's 5:30 in the afternoon. You're an hour ahead of us. Don't you just love time? It's such a human concept. I mean, it doesn't actually matter what time we are. We're all joined together. We're all even joined together if, thanks to technology, you're now listening to this show on the replay on the on-demand system. And I promise you, as soon as I can, I will get the show up there. So if you do miss part of it because you have to go out, or you'd like to hear some of the readings again or something like that, well, of course, it will always go to the on-demand. So if we haven't met before, hello, my name is Erica Longdon. I'm an advisor on 1-2 Listen, and also I have a show here on 1-2 Radio. And I was thinking the other day, how many years have I done this? And you know, I think this is either my 13th or 14th year. I think it's 13. 13 is a very witchy number. I like that. So it's gone through many incarnations. I think I started out with Erica's Evocation Hour, and then I had Breakfast with Erica, and now it's Tune In with Erica, as I've moved times and days and revamped the show. And you know what? Many of you have followed me all through those incarnations. So to you, I send you my heartfelt thanks. You are just a joy, and I so appreciate you. I have a Facebook chat room running live today, and I can see people coming in. If you would like to come and join us, they are such nice people in there. Go to 12radio.com, the website, then click on the menu on the left-hand side where it says chat, and come on over and see how you get on. I'm just refreshing the page to make sure that I say good morning to everybody who has walked through the door thus far. I know that I have seen Maureen in there. Let me have a look. I have Maureen, Renee, Catherine, Laura. I'm just going to play the Facebook dance and tip your comments the right way up so I can say good morning in the correct order. Good morning to Dee Dee as well. Good morning. Lovely to have you along. And I'm looking forward to you listening to me today. Good morning to Maureen and to Laura and Catherine. As I said, nice picture of an Irish crow. Do you know, I love crows. They're just so kind of prophetic. I have three that live on the telephone lines outside my house. Good morning to Renee, waving your trademark hi. Hi back to you as well. I know you would like readings, so I will go in there today and do you some readings. Be patient with me. I will get there. It is the first show of September. So also, I'm going to be doing my starscopes for December. You remember last week I was saying, eek, I haven't got them written, but they are done. And they are up on the front page of 1-2 Listen, if you go take a look there. Good morning to Quelly, just coming in the room as well. And if you look on the front page of 1-2 Listen, you will find the scopes, not only from me, but from my wonderfully talented colleagues on 1-2 Listen. And we all come at things slightly differently. I mean, there's just about everything in there. There are fabulous astrologers. I read tarot, I work with angels, various other people like Peggy work with angels. Just, there's a whole smorgasbord of psychic advisors. So whatever you need, whatever you want, you're probably going to find it there, including, I have to remind you, because it's just so powerful and so useful, I use it, is the gratitude board. The gratitude board is free. No strings attached. Nobody asks you for emails or phone numbers or any of your information. It is completely anonymous. It is there for you. If you're trying to empower something, post it in there as if it has happened with all the gratitude in your heart, because that's how life's sat nav works. And then all the advisors, as we log on, and you've got 50 psychic advisors, I think, in there at least, we empower it. So imagine how much power is going through your wish list. So it's a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you? You don't even have to put your name. It can be anonymous, I promise you. Okay, I can see a few more people have come in. I know Quelly's come in, and I think I saw Pamela coming in as well. Let's make a start with this in some kind of logical order. The moon is in Libra today, and also Venus is in Libra, so it's a very Libra day. I know I've got at least one Libra alongside me, because Maureen in the chat room is another Libra. So potentially it could be a really romantic, lovey-dovey Libra day, except that we are the perfectionists slightly of the zodiac. I mean, other signs are as well. So yes, wonderful romantic ideas, but not if they leave their dirty socks on the floor, or a coffee cup's left at the bedside and leaves a dirty ring for you to clean up. We all know as a Libra how that's going to play out. So unless, of course, you have two Libras in the house, in which case the whole place is immaculate, but it could become a competition for who's cleanest. You can't win. Anyway, I was looking at the lowdown from my wonderful colleague, C.A. Brooks, who writes in Mark's Power Peak, which again, if you don't sign up to it, you're missing out in your life, because it is so, so useful. That was CA's take on it. And she always comes up with a wonderful quotation that makes sense of the day for me. And I just love today's quotation. I fell about laughing when I read it. Thank you, CA Brooks. It says, today's muse is, I believe in equality for everyone except reporters and photographers. And that's Mahatma Gandhi, Sun in Libra. Just love it. Thank you for that one, CA. Okay, so let's go take a look at these starscopes for September. You will also find them on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com, along with the information about how I channeled them. So they're an alchemy. If you haven't met them before, many of you have, but in case you haven't, they're an alchemy of astrological signs, tarot insight, and then guidance from an oracle deck. Quite often it's angelic guidance, which is already in my tarot because it's an angel tarot. But this month, which, you know, is resonating with the earth sign of Virgo. So yes, the angel wisdom, which is very grounded, was very useful, but I've brought in Karen Kay's wonderful Oracle of the Fairies. Karen Kay is a mermaid and fairy specialist. If you've been with me over the 13 years on this show when I used to have guests on regularly, you will know Karen. She is a Hay House author. She's got a new fairy book out as well. And she has wonderful fairy decks. So I have used those. They're both wonderful grounding energies, and they work well with the ruling angel Zuriel, Z or Z if you're American, Z-U-R-I-E-L. This is the angel who presides over September, whose name means rock of God, or God is my rock, if you prefer. The angel of harmony suits Libra, and the ruler of the sun sign Libra, well, you might have known. Also the angel of creativity, and Zuriel bestows the gift of creative fire and the power of prophecy. Now that might come in handy this week. Zuriel helps us heal our emotions by releasing unforgiveness, transforms past pain into peace, and helps us to see that some of our disappointments can be turned into blessings as we take a new path and make a new beginning. Some might say a rebirth. Works very well with Chiron, which of course I'm doing lots of work with at the moment. Zuriel is also known as the angel of literature and music. So if you're writing or composing, you can call Zuriel to your side. So that's the general picture, the outlay or the overlay of how I created the starscopes for September. So I'm going to start with the birthday people, Virgo. And you're ruled by Mercury, of course, sometimes a flighty messenger who is now facing forward, thank the gods, after the retrograde. You know how I felt about that last week. You're also strongly connected to Earth, Virgo, and this month will be particularly important for you to ground yourself by accessing nature. Now, perhaps you can find stones and rocks to hold, or perhaps you can find a tree to lean against with your back and sense your roots going into the earth and your spine melding with the mighty power and wisdom of the tree. However you find a way to connect to Earth, it is your source of peace when the world seems full of crazy egotism. And yeah, you've only got to turn on the news and you will see that one. So ground yourself, Virgo. Libra, the fairies that I used to channel this deck remind you that you are a beautiful flower born from the wealth of experience. Lives contain many experiences, some of them joyful, so others not so. But remember that the lotus flower rises from the nutrients of the mud. Everything has its value and purpose in our lives. You are now in a planning stage as you head towards your birthday, so allow yourself to feel deeply. I know we're not the most deeply feeling of signs. We're the inanimate object of the zodiac, as Mark Husson likes to remind me often. However, we can feel. You know how to do it. Be patient. And know that as you integrate and accept the wisdom of past experience, you will be packing gold for your journey. Make choices from the heart and focus on having perfect health. Great message, Libra. Scorpio, September is the month for releasing. There's lots of releasing about, isn't there? Let go of the past. Reap the rewards of any teachings. Allow yourself to feel rather than deny and let go. The time is ripe for new beginnings. It's also time for you to expand your plans and your ambitions. See whatever arises as a healing. If you've cherished ideas that you've never actioned, now is the time to see that you can do it. You don't have to go it alone. Blend your ideas with others or take note of their input. There is power in walking alongside others. Sagittarius, connected to Chiron and Jupiter, everything is changing and everything is up for grabs. As a sign ruled by Jupiter, you flourish in times of change. Friendships will be particularly nourishing and important for you this month. Now is the time to work out who will support and encourage you on your journey to be the best version of you. And this will feel very different, and new relationships and friendships may be offered. Be aware of what you need in friendships, and also what do you offer as a friend. Capricorn, if you find yourself feeling separate or alone this month, remember that you never are. We're always connected and we always have our guardian angels with us. All you have to do is ask them to show you their presence. So much is changing on our inner and outer worlds. Be open to new associations and new friendships. And if you're looking to move to a new home, it's a good time for you. Aquarians, be very aware of your thoughts and where you place your focus this month. Intention and projection are everything. You are planting seeds and you need faith and hope to water them. There are powerful people in this world and you are one of them. You are the architect of your life. Decide what you want your life to look like and feel like. You may focus on money, but be far more aware of what that will provide. Go for the end result, not the means. And the gratitude board on the front page of 1-2 Listen will certainly help with that. Pisces, oh fishes, there is definitely duality about you this month. It's time for observation and learning all you can. Put that knowledge to good use. So many are finding that the changes in the outer world are bringing about the end of cycles in the internal world. So perhaps you're no longer drawn to things that used to feel true or real for you. Use your feelings as guides. They are your sat-nav to the next stage of your life. How do you fit into your environment? Aries, first sign of the zodiac, you are fiery and determined, and the initiating sign of the zodiac, one might say, stubborn, or perhaps unstoppable would be kinder and better, and you will feel on fire this month. However, if you're going to burn so brightly, make sure that you ask for help. Your willpower will be enough to light the flame. You need help to keep it from blowing out. Taurus, illusion is everywhere. What we think we are, what we think other people think of us, other people's adamant views on the world, and yet everything is fluid and thoughts are just beliefs or patterns. What do you believe that is bugging you at the moment? Is it real? Is it true? Words and thoughts are powerful. Insight changes everything. Gemini, don't try to push forward too hard this month. Take time to review, reflect, and regroup. Turn everything out of your life pockets to see if they are still valid or whether they need to be left behind and passed on. Whatever you decide to do, do it with gratitude. That is the key to opening new doors. Be prepared to be very honest with yourself. Your heart knows the truth. Cancerians, trust your instincts this month. You're a water sign. You're really good at that. And yes, we should always do that. But this month, be particularly aware of those gut feelings. What the mind thinks can cloud our judgment with illusion and appearances. Spend time meditating if you're unsure. In that quiet place of self-nurture, you will know what feels right. And Leo, thank you for being patient. I know it's not your first gift. Your powers of manifestation are heightened this month. Use that power wisely. Spend time in meditation to ask for your soul's wisdom and guidance. What we think we want is not what we actually need, not all the time. Once you know, move forward with purpose. Keep your sense of humour handy for that moment that comes around the corner to surprise and challenge. Challenges are great chances to review progress. So there you go. Those are the starscopes for the month of September. If you want to read them again, they're on the front page of 1-2-Listen. They're also on my website, angelhandsheal.com. So now I'm taking a trip back into the Facebook chat room. I'm just tipping everything up the right way and waiting for my computer mouse to catch up with this all. It's just having a moment. Bear with it. Perhaps it's being chased by the cat. Okay, I'm almost back in there. I just need to turn the comments the right way up and I can start saying hello and good morning and taking care of you all. So I'd already said hello to Dee Dee. So let's see who else is there. Maureen, off to Italy. Oh, my heart, colour my heart green, although I'm not far behind you because I'm going to Italy as well in October. So love a message if time permits. Of course, I have my angel deck for Venus in Libra and the moon in Libra today. And Maureen in particular, what card would like to pop out of the deck for Maureen? There we go. Whoops. Try not to drop it on the floor. Oh, I even envy you the card, Maureen. You have, it's a major arcana card. It comes with Raphael, who is my go-to archangel, as you know. It is the Lovers. It's connected to Gemini as well. And it's always about making choices from the heart. Oh, I know why you've got Raphael. He is also the perfect archangel to help you pack for a trip, to make sure that your journey runs smoothly, that you have beautiful customs officials, that you've got the right things, that your luggage turns up. Take Raphael with you. That's the message, Maureen. Laura, good morning. Welcome to September. How did that happen? Yeah, absolutely. How did that happen? I think it was a friend of mine who posted this week, Radley Valentine posted up, and he said, for this year, didn't it go January, February, March, April, May, June, September? It did. Right there with you. How did that happen? You would like a message, Laura. So here we go. So a message for Laura, please, for September as we launch into autumn and we get this lovely, I love this time of year. It's my favorite, but then I was born at this time of year. I think you always love the time of year you're born. I think even Capricornians who don't like the cold still like winter. They like it for the resting time, if not the cold. So a message for Laura, and there we go. A major arcana card for you, Laura. It's the renewal card. This is about reviewing, and so much of what I was saying in those starscopes was about everybody is reviewing. I was in a charity shop this morning and somebody said, we are getting so much stuff because everybody is going through their life, either through their life catalogue or their homes, and just repurposing stuff. So you may find yourself in that kind of loop. And if you are, use it well. It's great to declutter either mentally, emotionally or physically. Catherine, good day to you. Thank you for the Irish crow. I do love that. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Dee Dee. You have your last step interview for a process to be placed at the list of candidates for a supervisor position. Please let know how the interview will be tomorrow. I would say take Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael with you for a start off. Michael rules the throat chakra and Gabriel is the messenger. But let me see if I have a further message for you from the angels and the wisdom of the tarot and your soul's wisdom, because that's what this tarot connects to. I connect it to source before I go anywhere near the deck. Always clear your deck, otherwise you get incomplete or confusing messages. So what do we want to say about this interview for Dee Dee tomorrow? Do I need any more than saying, there we are, Michael. I have a card with Gabriel on it. It is the Eight of Earth. It shows someone at work, learning all they can. So I don't know. It says attention to detail is what leaps off this page, because you're going for an interview. And this is somebody watching someone work. So they're watching you in this interview to see how you've paid attention to detail and how you interpret the role is the best advice I can give you. And take Gabriel with you. And you also say interesting crows are outside your home. They do it. They do indeed. You say, I've heard they can warn you of impending danger. They do. I feed mine the cat food the cat doesn't want. So they do love me. And one of them's injured. She's got an injured leg. And I make sure that she always gets some food. My daughter has always been connected to crows. They're very psychic. I have three of them that live outside. So I'm very glad of their help. Pamela, good morning to you. You're very happy to be listening this morning. Good morning to Quelly. Lovely to have your company. And Pamela, you like your Scorpio scope. Oh, good. It's always nice to know when people like their scopes. I'm just going to refresh this to make sure that I have not missed anybody out and take a look to see where I am. Okay, I can see where I am. I've got 8 minutes left. So there was something else I was going to have a chat to you about. But let me just make sure that I've got everybody's comments. I'm just going to do the Facebook do-si-do and turn all the comments the right way up and make sure that I have actually said hello to everybody. All the way down to Pamela. I hadn't. Good morning to Gwyn. Facebook wouldn't let you on. How rude of it. Okay, talk about illusion. The Three Crows, an old Scottish song. Indeed, Renee, good morning. You liked your starscopes. Another one going to Italy. Dee Dee is also going to be Italy. Maureen, Dee Dee's after you as well in October. We're all heading for Italy. And also, Laura, you're very welcome for your message. And yes, it's been a very, very speedy year. Okay, in the minutes that I have left, I was asking the angels, as I always do, what do you want me to talk about today when I come on air? And there's something I've been dealing with this week that I belong to a group of elder wise women on Facebook. It's especially for women who are over 55. And it's an amazing group. It started with about 500 and now it's thousands of women all over the world. And there are many different threads on there. And I simply posted up that I think I've spoken to you about this before, that being of a certain age, I wanted to give myself the peace of mind that I've kind of done the best I can with my preparations for when I pass over. So I've done all the legal malarkey, you know, the wills and the paperwork. But I booked my spot in a beautiful woodland burial site because I'm going to be a tree. And it feels so peaceful and satisfying to know I've organised that and now I can just get on with the rest of my life. But I had posted up as an amusing kind of mental parlour game, because the only thing I haven't done is decide what I want written on the slate. That's like a gravestone, but you don't have gravestones in a woodland burial. You have a slate. What do I want written on it? And I have absolutely no idea. So I posted this up and I said, we can be very lighthearted with this. I don't intend to be maudlin. What do I want putting on this slate? Very interesting comments. The obvious reply has been, ask your friends what they think of you. That'll be interesting. But I thought it would be interesting to do a life review. And I thought, well, what would I say about myself through the different decades? What would I say about myself as a child, say up to 10? And what would I say about myself in my teens, say up to 20? Some of that doesn't bear bear too much scrutiny. One's teenage years are a little wild. Also, in my 20s, I was a very different person in my 20s. When I look back now and I feel into it, I start to kind of feel my presence in my 30s, which is extraordinary. Harder to reach back into the 20s. I'm so different to my 20-year-old self in my awareness, in my depth, in my wisdom. My 40s, do I want to be remembered for what I was then? Is it the same as my 30s? How much did I evolve? Then you go into your 50s, when I did a complete volte-face, complete life change. I repurposed my life utterly in my 50s. So I'm much closer to the person now than I was then, except I have a lot more tools in my toolkit. So that's when I started looking and working on angels and starting to work psychically, and eventually found one to listen and did all my training. So yeah. And I was thinking, could that be my 50s? And I'm thinking, crikey, actually, yes, it could. It's 13, 14 years ago. I mean, how did that happen? Never mind the year going past. And then you're getting up into your 60s. Again, I completely repurposed and did the major life move that I always knew all my life I was going to do in my 60s. I did it when I was 66, and I always knew it would be that year was going to change my life. And it did. So I thought you could take that one away, and if you'd like to have a go at that parlor game, you could take it away. It's an interesting mental and emotional, and if you like, meditative and spiritual exercise. Light a candle and just reach back into your life and see how you feel. And what would you say about yourself if you had to write down something that encapsulates you in those decades, and how many of them are still relevant? Very interesting. I mean, one of them I thought I would like to, I'll share this with you, that I would like to write on my slate. I thought perhaps I might write, "She tried to be kind," because I do try and be kind, and I think probably I always did, but I know there's some times when I have got that catastrophically wrong and over interfered, or, you know, we learn there's different levels. Sometimes being kind is stepping back and allowing someone rather than enabling them. And yeah, I thought of that. And then I thought of a very amusing one this morning. I've been working with a Louise Hay affirmation all week, which is very good if you've got blood pressure issues. I joyously release the past. I am at peace. So I've been reciting that all week in supermarket queues, grocery checkouts, traffic lights, you name it. I've been reciting that one. And I thought, actually, that would be quite a fun epitaph to have, because you would be hopefully joyously releasing the past and wishing to be at peace. So I joyously release the past. I am at peace. I thought perhaps that would amuse people who are wandering around looking at the trees, which I do in that. It's a beautiful woodland burial site, and there's some very, very inspiring slates. I'm going to be parked next door to a lady who simply says, "Om myoho renge kyo." Clearly she was a sound healer. So I thought, yeah, that's a kindred spirit, as somebody pointed out on Facebook, for eternity. So there you are. I share that with you as a fun exercise, but a very illuminating exercise to do this week. So there we go. I'm looking at the clock. I am starting to run out of time. I hope I have been helpful. Thank you so much for joining me in the Facebook chat room if you've made the effort. I really, really do appreciate you. And I also appreciate you wherever and whenever you are listening to me, whether we're connected on the on-demand or whether we're connected now live and in person. Stay with 1-2 Radio, because the morning, if your stateside is yet young, and they've got the fabulous Keith Ruback is the guest joining Jay and Raven in a couple of minutes' time. I will be back at the same time next week. In the interval, you will find me on 1-2 Listen. It's a special day today, so I'm going to be over there. I said today, it's the Libra thing, Libra in Venus, and the moon in Libra. I am a Libra. I will be on 1-2 Listen if you want a live reading from me. If not, I also do MP3 readings. You can get me that way. We can connect however, whenever. Technology is wonderful. So until we meet again, I truly wish you a wonderful week. Lots of love. Take care. and bye-bye for now.